He's watching you. God is watching you. His eyes will search throughout this world.
Come behind me, find me faithful. May the fire of my devotion light their way. May the footprints that I leave lead them to believe, and the life I live inspire them to obey.
Before your very eyes, his wonders to perform.
Welcome to The Journey with Annie Meadows. Honest, thought-provoking, The Journey is a half-hour program airing every week. Listen as Annie shares from her heart and life experiences with the belief that you can be free, you can be better, and you can take courage. For questions, comments, or prayer needs, you may contact us here at Faith Runner Incorporated by calling us at 702-277-1911. Or visit our websites, faithrunner.org, where you will discover more of Annie's testimony, her music, and updates on prophecy. Or go to anniemeadows.com to join the adventure and discover Annie Meadows, the author. Let's join Annie as she brings her message to you today.
Thank you, Pastor Mike. Really quickly, I have to say, first of all, welcome to The Journey. I'm so happy that you're listening today. I have some listeners that are so, how do I say it? They're encouraging to me. My friend Mark Schmidt, my friend Kevin Jacob, these guys, you know, you think that all women are going to be calling the program, but these are a couple of fellas. I know my husband listens. There's some other fellows around the country. You know what, guys? Hats off to you. Valentine's Day coming up. You guys are awesome. And yesterday I dropped in to my favorite flower shop, which happens to be in Henderson, Nevada. The owner's name is Spring, and it's called Springtime Floral. But I just wanted to say, because I told her I would, I'm always so impressed with her. Her work, her responsibility, just how wonderful she handles everything. That no matter where you are in this country, if it's hard to find something good, especially when so many things are online and you just don't know what you're going to get. But you can call her at 702-938-1088. Again, 702-938-1088, and ask for Spring. She's incredible. You know, what is love? Today we're going to talk about romance, okay? But what is it really? On a personal note, this program is most difficult for me today. Now, there is a metal plaque above my desk. It's been there for a long time, and it states aromantic. I mean, if you look up romance in the dictionary, you will see my picture there. I am a hopeless romantic. I always have been. Yet, I have finally, after all these years, after all these broken hearts, yes, after all the suicide attempts, I've finally come to know what true love is. And in the midst of it all, God surprised me with a heart that was not so badly broken that it could not be mended by love, by real love.
Like the sound of silence calling, I hear your voice and suddenly I'm falling, lost in a dream. Like the echoes of our souls are meeting,
say those words, my heart stops beating. I wonder what it means. What could it be that comes over me? At times I can't move. At times I can hardly breathe. When you say you love me, the world goes still, so still inside. And when you say you love me, for a moment there's no one else alive. You're the one I've always thought of. I don't know how, but I feel sheltered in your love. If I close my eyes, there are times I swear I feel like I can fly. For a moment in time, somewhere between the heavens and earth, frozen in time. Oh, when you say those say you love me, the world goes still, so still inside. And when you say you love me, for a moment there's no one else alive. And this journey
danced to that song with my husband Peter in the courtyard of the former Ritz-Carlton Lake Las Vegas. I'll never forget the gift that Peter and God gave me at that moment in time, and it's forever stamped on my heart. My husband gave me a second wedding that was so much better than the first one, and it kind of sealed the deal for me. But recently, on November 5th, 2015, when my husband lay in a hospital bed, nearly dying, I found out what true love really is. I was cleaning out a drawer in our home just so recently, and I came across a card. There's just one of many that Peter had given me once. And in it, he had written something more profound than perhaps he even realized at that moment when he wrote it so long ago. He wrote, quote, "I've always been and always will stand behind you and your ministry. If you are a clown who's lost its sand, I will be there to pick you up." You know what that means to me is for so many years of my life, I have equated myself to that punching bag clown. You all seen them, that has the sand in the bottom and you punch them and they just kind of pop back up. Well, I always equated myself to that and said, no matter how many times I get punched, no matter how many times I fall back, I always will pop up. But I had gone through a time in life where the sand had seeped out, and I didn't think I could ever get back up again. And Peter gave me that card. And you know what? That is the kind of love that means more than all. It's what love is. Love is action. And on the other hand, when we persevere through pain and difficulty, does it not make love that much stronger and deeper? True love is not without deep pain and heartache. You know, one of my favorite lines from Shakespeare, I love Shakespearean language, is this. It's from Sonnet 116. Love is not love which alters when it alteration finds, or bends with the remover to remove. Oh no, it is an ever fixed mark that looks on tempest and is never shaken. It is the star to every wandering bark, whose worth unknown, although his height be taken. In an article that I read recently, we can trick ourselves into believing that romance will always feel romantic, or that it will meet certain conscious or unconscious expectations. Even the romance-seeking Anne in Anne of Green Gables became confused and required a romance adjustment from her guardian, Marilla. Now, when Marilla clued Anne into the fact that Gilbert loved her, Anne said, "Marilla, he's hardly my idea of a romantic suitor." In response, Marilla said, "Anne, you've tricked something out of that imagination of yours that you call romance. Have you forgotten how he gave up the Avellino school for you so that you could stay here with me? He picked you up every day in his carriage so that you could study your courses together. Don't toss it away for some ridiculous idea that doesn't exist." My friends, the sacrifices that Gilbert made out of his love for Anne didn't fit into Anne's concept of romance. No, she envisioned a somewhat mysterious, wealthy, and heroic suitor who would win her heart with poetry, perhaps. But Gilbert's everyday kindnesses struck Anne, I guess, as too ordinary to be romantic. In the daily stuff of life, Anne missed Gilbert's repeated professions of love. In John chapter 3, in verse 18, we read, "Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth." My fellow listeners, if you hear nothing else I say today, always remember what not only my earthly daddy strived to teach me, but what our Heavenly Father strives to teach us. And that is, love is action. Just for fun, let me briefly share with you an action that meant so much to me that I know I will never forget it. It was a Valentine's Day a few years back. I wasn't feeling so good either, unfortunately, but I'd looked forward to a dinner out. So, reluctantly, I put on my makeup and fixed my hair and got my pretty dress on, and Peter was going to take me out for a wonderful dinner. I figured it would be a really tasty meal and just a romantic time with the candlelight of the restaurant. When I walked into the restaurant at the hostess table, I noticed this beautiful, huge bouquet of red roses. I mean, this bouquet had to stand about 2.5 feet, maybe 3 feet tall. It was the biggest bouquet I'd ever seen. And I thought, oh, what a beautiful bouquet to be sitting there. But I noticed a card was on it, and so I thought, I wonder what lucky gal is going to get that bouquet. And so we proceeded to, you know, call the hostess over, and Peter had us taken to our table. But as we stood there preparing to go to our table, I noticed one of the waiters came up and picked up the bouquet of roses and with all of his might transported it to a table in the room, and I thought to myself again, as all the ladies in the room were looking and thinking probably the same thing I was thinking, who is going to get that? Oh my gosh. Then we proceeded to be led to our table, and Peter took my hand, and as we were led to that table, yes, you're right, the one with the flowers right in the center, about 3 foot tall. And do you know, every eye in the room turned, and every lady turned and looked at those flowers. And I have never felt more proud in my life. You know, growing up, I wasn't always the popular and pretty girl. And that one gesture made in public by my husband, I have held in my heart, and if I live to be 105, I will never forget the moment that I felt like the most beautiful woman in the world. We all long to be that only one, the one receiving all the attention, don't we? The one someone would die for. So what is love? What is romance? As we approach Valentine's Day, we find that everyone is in love. Yet, will love and romance go, just like Valentine's Day will come and go? Remember, my friends, love is not in the falling. It is in the staying. Real, true love never gives up, and it never leaves. I spent most of my life being left by someone. I've never shared in public just how bad things had been for me in the past. To everyone now, I appear to be the ever-popular one. Annie Meadows, the gospel singer, the radio personality, the author. But it was not always that way. And now I see that God allowed my heart to be broken over and over again so that I might serve Him more effectively and that I might learn what love really is. We never bury emotions dead. We bury them alive. And if we do not master our emotions, they will master us. That bears repeating in case that one went by you, perhaps if you're driving your car. Quote, we never bury emotions dead. We bury them alive. And if we do not master our emotions, they will master us. And I've been required lately to bring back some of the memories of love and loss that I've tried to bury for so long. The other side of romance is the broken heart, the rejection, the being left by someone. I so long to be the girl who received the carnations at school on Valentine's Day, but I was the ugly duckling girl. And while all the pretty girls got the carnations, I would get the bouquet from my daddy. You know, people would make fun of that fact, but it was an action that I'll hold in my heart forever. My daddy would hold me close at times, and he would tell me that I was made different for a reason, greater than we could see at the time. My daddy was so wise. You know, I'm going to share this with you. This is truth. I was once engaged to my childhood sweetheart. I was picking out a wedding dress, invitations, but I got left. As a matter of fact, every guy I was ever involved with left me for another girl. It's just a fact. Even when I was on the street in Hollywood, California, young and pregnant and lost, I called long distance and told the father of my baby that I needed him and I needed help and that I was pregnant. And he told me that he wanted nothing to do with me nor the baby. I remember how that felt. The bitter taste in my mouth, and even this morning, as I prepared to share this with you, I cried all over again. So that was when I had an abortion. The consequences change our life forever, don't they? 3 attempts at suicide. Yes, truth, I nearly succeeded once as I locked myself in a room with gas on. God performed a miracle that day. Because he knew the plans he had for me, and he sent somebody to save me just in time. Yes, the other side of romance can be devastating, my friends. All the broken hearts and rejections, or even the widow or widower who must now face a continued lifetime without the only one they've spent so much of their life with. But as the Bible states in Psalm 34:18, the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and he saves such as have a contrite spirit. Contrite basically means guilty. We always come out of it asking, was it our fault? We all have a God-shaped hole in our heart. Does God know about romance? He created it, my friends. There are parts of the Song of Songs that I dare not read out loud on the radio. You know, to be blunt, most of that book in the Bible is about lovemaking. Does God know about romance? You bet he does. Song of Songs 2:14 says, O my dove, in the cleft of the rock, in the secret places of the cliff, let me see your face, let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely. And then I love this, Song of Songs 8:6 and 7, set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm, for love is as strong as death. Jealousy as cruel as the grave. Its flames are flames of fire, a most vehement flame. Many waters cannot quench love, nor can the floods drown it. If a man would give love for all the wealth of his house, it would be utterly despised. And the first book of Peter 5:7 says, let him have all your worries and cares, for he's always thinking about you, and he's always watching everything that concerns you. When I asked God how much he loved me, he stretched out his arms, he pulled me in, held me, and then he stretched them out again, and he died for me as he died for you. Many times I sit down at my piano in public concerts and I say I'm having a romantic relationship with God. Sadly, some people do not know what that is. God became my romance. God swept me off my feet. This is the first song I ever wrote for the Lord. It's the number 7 on my CD. Number 7 is God's number of completion. You know, that's how God worked that one out on the Endless Nights CD. I Love You, Lord became the number 7 song, God's number of completion. I got rescued, my friends. Once and for all, God rescued me.
How did you touch my life? When I felt so far away, I knew you had your eyes on me. And Lord, I need you to stay. I found a peace within my soul I never found before. I ran to you and cried your name, and then you opened the door. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. And I'm sorry now that I never loved you this much before. Hands and I reach for you. Oh Jesus, you are.